Today, on A Moment of Science, some good news for beta males.
At least if those males are baboons.
Let me guess. Alpha males are the ones who have the highest social rank, right?
Right. And that rank comes with rewards. Not only do they get the best food, they usually also get first dibs when it comes to mating, which means that they get to pass on more copies of their DNA. Of course, maintaining that high social status has a price. Baboon males have to resist repeated challenges from lower-ranking baboons, which puts them under a lot of stress. And stress, as we all know, affects overall health and longevity.
Well, with great power does come great responsibility.
But for every successful alpha male, there are many loser alpha males with no mates at all. And that's why it can be good to be second best, or a beta male baboon. For example, while alpha male baboons are busy fighting and defending their rank, the beta males are hanging out with the females, grooming them, and helping them raise their children.
Oh, so these beta males are the nice guys in baboon society.
Just like I'm a nice guy among humans.
But don't the beta baboons lose out from a reproductive perspective?
Well, luckily for them, baboon females actually have some say about who they mate with.
And let me guess, they prefer the beta males.
Wouldn't you? Beta males aren't just helpful, they also don't beat the females up. And that niceness pays off because it turns out that beta male baboons pass down just as many copies of their DNA as the alpha males, but without all the life-shortening drama.
So nice guys don't finish last after all.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University. We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.